It's 77 degrees in Nashville. Partly cloudy right now, but a lot of sun in the forecast today. A lot of heat and humidity. I know we've been saying that a lot for the last several weeks, but it is to the point that the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory that starts in about 2 hours and lasts until tomorrow night. We're looking at highs today in the mid-90s with a heat index value as high as 112 degrees. That's what it will actually feel like when you factor in the humidity. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Early voting is underway in Tennessee, and the race for the state's 6th congressional district is wide open. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams explains who's vying for incumbent John Rose's spot and why the electorate may be unfamiliar with those candidates.
District 6, which for people living in East Nashville, that's you, is maybe the race with the most Republican dollars in it. That's because incumbent John Rose is vacating his seat to instead run for governor, and that's left two experienced, well-funded candidates vying for the spot. That's 8-year State House Representative Johnny Garrett and former Congressman Van Hillary. Both are Trump-aligned ultra-conservatives who have raised well over $1 million, but both do have less connection to the district after redistricting. In the State House, Garrett represents people who won't be voting in this race, and Van Hillary was elected to Congress in 1995, but in a completely different area.
There are other Republicans in the field, though, with substantially less cash on hand. On the Democratic side, the last election's primary winner, Laura Bergman, is running again, but is facing challengers, including the race's best-funded Democrat, Cheney Mosley. Learn more about who's running in Middle Tennessee's recently redrawn congressional districts at WPLN.org. The controversial data center proposal near the Nashville Zoo has taken a key step forward. Axios Nashville reports the company DC Blocks closed on its purchase of the 23 acres. The cost came out to $1 million per acre. As the new owners, Atlanta-based DC Blocks also filed a new building permit application. The Metro Council and Mayor Freddie O'Connell have been racing to block the proposal after sweeping public pushback and a public opposition campaign by the zoo. The council could vote tomorrow on a data center moratorium. The mayor is also attempting to condemn the land so that Metro can buy it for city purposes. Still, the project may be able to move ahead because of rules that effectively grandfather in developments that precede new regulations. Metro police are warning residents after responding to 6 fatal overdoses in a 24-hour period last week. The department says the cases all stemmed from different types of drugs in different parts of town. The department's neighborhood safety unit and other city agencies have distributed hundreds of overdose reversal kits in the neighborhoods where the deaths occurred. The kits are also available free of charge through the Metro Public Health Department. Police are urging caution and to never assume that you know the contents of street drugs. They warn even small amounts of fentanyl can cause a deadly overdose.